And to some degree, I imagine that it just becomes work for some people, even if it's got the taint in our society. The daughter of one of my good friends, when she was going through college, she got a job as a dominatrix, not having sex with anyone, right? She'd have to do the whips and whatever kind of thing to be this dominatrix because it paid really well. She's actually lesbian. She's not interested in guys at all. And she fortunately didn't have to do anything as part of this. And she got her path through college easy, or relatively easy, I guess you'd say. It's still, there's got to be some kind of a taint about being part of something that's so clearly psychologically messed up.
I understand. And I know that there is a theory out there that people make choices and they make big money about it, whether you are whatever you were talking about. But I think that this is probably a whole nother conversation that maybe I'm not qualified to talk about, but I believe that there is a great tragedy in people selling things or, you know, giving themselves away that makes them feel bad about themselves, or that comes from the underbelly of how we live our lives. Maybe some people would say, no, I don't mind that. I made a lot of money and I feel good about it. But I've talked to a lot of people in my life who have done things that they told themselves that to get through it, to do it. But in reality, they don't feel good about it. So I'm not sure, I'm super qualified to talk about that. But I do think that as we engage in any kind of behavior that we think is wrong, whether you're stealing something or whether you're engaging in a sexual relationship that you know isn't good for you or good for the other person, there's always that, I don't know, if maybe taint, I don't know if that's the right word, but